on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Dave Flyer in for Steve Cochran this morning on 720 WGN. So one of the most legendary holiday albums of the 1960s was A Christmas Gift for You, featuring Darlene Love, the Crystals, and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, the Ronettes, led by the amazing Ronnie Spector. Now, Ronnie's string of hits included the Grammy Hall of Fame song, Be My Baby. She's been in the business for over six decades, working with the likes of John Lennon, Keith Richards, Jimi Hendrix, Bruce Springsteen, Joey Ramone, and Billy Joel. She's got a new album out called English Heart and is coming back to Chicago next Thursday, December 1st at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan with her holiday show, The Best Christmas Party Ever, with a song list that includes her definitive renditions of Frosty the Snowman and Sleigh Ride. And she's joining us this morning. Hello there, Ronnie.
Hi, David.
Happy holidays to you. So excited you're bringing your holiday show back to Chicago again.
Oh, me too. I love Chicago, number one. Number two, I love my Christmas shows. I love having a party at every show I do. It's so great.
It is. It's a party on stage. I love watching you perform as well. And your life, you know, it has been such a journey. You know, 1961 was your first album release. And at the time,
On Colton.
Right? It was 61, yeah. My Baby was one of the Ronettes' biggest hits. Do you remember when you recorded that, how special that was?
Oh, yeah. First of all, everybody lived in New York. So the writers, the producers, everyone. So I was so surprised because I learned Be My Baby in New York and with the writers and stuff. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, and this is like after I'd learned the song, they called me from California and said, Ronnie, we've got to fly you out to California. California? I was like, that's where the cowboys are, you know. I had no idea, you know, brought up in New York City, in Spanish Harlem, Manhattan. I had no idea that I had to go all the way to California to make my first record, which was Be My Baby. And I get off the plane, and, you know, someone's there to pick me up. And then they take me straight to Jack Nitzsche's house, which Jack Nitzsche was our arranger for all of our records. And he was like the greatest, greatest ever.
Yeah, big supporter of yours.
Nitzsche, yeah.
Yeah, and Be My Baby, all you have to do is hear that drum beat. I mean, you can play that for really anybody on the planet, and they know what that song is.
It's amazing. We did a tour in England, and we did the Glastonbury Festival, which every artist of today was on, Adele, me, I mean, tons of people. And it was so amazing to walk out there in England and see all these kids. And when I went into Baby, I Love You and Be My Baby, they knew every word. I was like in shock.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was like everybody went, oh, and it was like thousands of kids there. And I'm saying to myself as I'm singing, how do they know the lyrics? They're so young.
Legendary.
It was a festival, you know?
Yeah.
And they knew every word. They knocked me off my feet.
It's a classic. I mean, it's an absolute classic. And really, you know, the Ronettes were so big that bands like the Rolling Stones, Eric Clapton, were your opening act at the time.
Yeah, they were.
That's pretty crazy.
It was amazing. You know, that they all the great, and also with the Beatles, they, before they got to America, you know, the Beatlemania and all that, they were our friends over in England because we went over in England in 64, the Ronettes, and we were the big stars, you know, and the Beatles hadn't even really been known in America. Of course, the Rolling Stones were our opening act, and all of a sudden, these groups started getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And, you know, with my songs, they kept getting smaller and smaller. And I at first I didn't understand, but then I did. And things went on, and I carried on, and life is great.
And you got to know the Beatles pretty well, both when you were in the UK and then back in the States. They kind of, when they were back in the States, they kind of called on you because they didn't get the craziness that was happening.
Yeah, well, they didn't even understand it. As you can probably, people look back and see them getting off the airplane. They didn't know what the heck was going on. It was like all these girls at the airport. And I remember when they got to the hotel, and we were still living in Spanish Harlem. John called me. He said, Ronnie, we're prisoners here. We can't get out. There are girls climbing up the, you know, like the hotel lobby and getting up the stairwell and all that stuff. I said, guys, I got a great idea. Come with me to Spanish Harlem, and I guarantee you, nobody will even look at you. And I was right, because I lived in a neighborhood where Spanish, you know, we call Spanish dorks with the long hair, so they didn't even recognize the Beatles, because the Spanish kids in my neighborhood always wore long hair because their parents couldn't afford it, you know, like once a week to take them to the barber.
Sure.
So, they mixed right in. So they had their dinner, you know, they had barbecue, and they played the jukebox, and nobody even bothered them.
They probably loved it.
That was the best dinner they ever had.
Yeah.
Because every place else they went, and they had to have everything, you know, room service and stuff. And they got tired of room service, and that's when I said, I'll take you to Spanish Harlem and get you some barbecue.
That's
and
awesome.
Love it. And they did. And, it, you know, I have so many stories, David.
Now, you were asked to tour with them, too, weren't you? You were asked to tour with them at some point.
Yes. Well, the Ronettes did tour, but I didn't.
Ah, gotcha.
And I, that's a long story and, you know, an ultimatum between the Beatles and my ex and all of that. So.
Yeah, gotcha.
You know, I was like in between the middle of a hard rock. You know what they say that?
Yep.
They say,
absolutely.
Something in a hard rock. I didn't know what to do. Crossroads, like, I didn't know, should I go with the Beatles on tour or should I marry this producer of mine?
Yeah.
It was like, you know, oh, you marry a producer, he's going to continue making your hits. And, you know, I love what I did so much, David, and still do. I love what I do. And to take that away from me was like, wow, you know, I had no idea that I would never go on stage again for 7 years. I wouldn't record until I was on Apple Records.
But I'll tell you, you did have all these great collaborations over the years. Who would you say is your fondest?
I have to say, well, John Lennon was my heart. He's the one that gave me, when I came back to New York, I told him, I said, oh, John, I said, I have to make records. I have to make records to be on stage. And that day, he was with Jimmy Iovine, and Bruce Springsteen was recording an Electric Lady right down the street. And he said, Ronnie, go over there. When you get there, everything will be set up for you. I walk in, and Bruce Springsteen's there with Southside Johnny, and they had just recorded a song. Bruce Springsteen rewrote this song. It was called You Mean So Much to Me, Baby, and rewrote it for me and Johnny to sing together. I was, like, amazed already.
Wow.
It was Bruce Springsteen, Billy Joel, which Billy Joel used to play with a group called The Hassles, and he was my opening act on Long Island.
Wow.
With the Ronettes. Yeah, so all of these people just grew and grew and grew, and it was so great to see all of my friends, you know, before they were famous, and we had Be My Baby out at the time. Then they became Billy Joel. Like, in 5 years, he became huge. Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
Maybe I have a magic touch.
I think you do, Ronnie. I think you do. I think you do.
John Lennon, boom, they were like the biggest thing you ever heard of. I mean, I just, maybe it was me. I try to think that way, and I think that's good for my health, and it keeps me going and keeps me loving rock and roll and keeps me loving the audience. And It's just a ball out there now. I love it more than I did in the 60s.
And I'm telling you, and I just love hearing your music. And the album, A Christmas Gift for You, is a personal favorite. And those holiday classics will be featured in Ronnie Spector's Christmas show coming to the Genesee Theater next week. And we're going to talk about that and Ronnie's new album next after I look at your morning traffic. Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. We're talking to music legend Ronnie Spector about her new album, English Heart, and her upcoming holiday show on Thursday, December 1st at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan. So, Ronnie, you've got this new album out called English Heart. It's a cover of songs by British artists. What was the inspiration behind that?
Well, the first inspiration was the Ronettes was so big when we got to England. I mean, we got off the plane, and they were fans at the plane, you know. Right then and there, we had a number one record in England, of course, in America, and then we went over to England. And all those groups became huge right around us, and we toured with them. It was like we were part of the British invasion.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's what made me think, because when we went to England, it was a whole different attitude than it is in America. First of all, they made your outfits when you did Sunday night at the Palladium. They treated you with so much respect and class. And you're like kids. I'm like 18 years old, you know. And it was the greatest feeling. So that's what I went back to. I said, I'm going back because, of course, all those records, American people know. I sing How Can You Mend a Broken Heart in my show. People go nuts. And I sing Because by the Dave Clark Five. And I just do songs that everybody's familiar with. And I do I'll Follow the Sun by the Beatles, of course. I had to put them in there.
Of course.
Yes, and the audience loves it because most of my audiences know that I was with John Lennon and I was with the Beatles and
sure.
the Ronettes, all that. So they know already. So I loved all the songs. It took me a while, too, David, to pick out all those songs. But I love the songs I picked because everybody in America knows them as well.
Absolutely. And you covered the Stones.
You know?
I'd Much Rather Be With Boys, and you changed it to I'd Much Rather Be With Girls. You flipped it.
I did. I had to because I know it's our time now. We have so much
That's
power,
right.
women and girls.
It's true.
You know, so I changed it. But, you know, they wrote that song when I was on tour with them, the Ronettes. In 1964, Keith Richards and Andrew Oldham wrote that song
wow.
50 years ago.
Wow.
And then I listened to it, and I said, I don't like this too much. And then my manager said, well, wait, what, Ronnie, if we change it to I'd Much Rather Be With the Girls, because I didn't understand I'd Much Rather Be With the Boys, you know,
right.
with the Rolling Stones singing it. So I changed it, and I... you know, made it a little brighter, and it's I love it. I sing it, and that's another one I do on stage with my background singers. We just have a ball, you know, and it's like, wow, I love all my new songs.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
But of course, David, don't get me wrong. I will never not sing Be My Baby. That's my baby. I love Walking in the Rain. I love Baby, I Love You. I love Do I Love You. So I love Break, Best Part of Breaking Up. So I would never not sing my hits.
Yeah, the Christmas show is filled with Christmas, but we also get much of the classics.
So you have to have other songs, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know. And, you know, Sleigh Ride, Frosty the Snowman, have some of the
and
most...
And I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
Of course, but the most definitive sounds that generations continue to embrace. I mean, my kids love listening to the versions of these songs.
Mine, too.
My kids. Yeah.
Yeah, they love that Christmas album. And what we do is every Christmas, I'm a Christmas fanatic. Every Christmas I put that album on when we're doing the tree and all that stuff. You know, and it's just, that album will last after I'm gone, which is spooky.
It's timeless. No, it's absolutely timeless.
Timeless, yes.
Well, I'll tell you, you are the embodiment of the heart, soul, and passion of female rock and roll in the 60s and the holidays. And you can see Ronnie for one night only at her best Christmas party ever at the Genesee Theater on Thursday, December 1st. And for tickets, simply visit Ticketmaster.com. And for more on Ronnie, visit RonnieSpector.com. Ronnie, what a thrill hanging out with you a little bit this morning.
Yeah, I can't wait to get to Chicago. I loved it there before, and I'm coming back, and I can't wait.
Well, we'll see you next week.
Okay.
All right.
Merry Christmas in advance.
Merry Christmas to you.
I'm already with the Christmas
I love it. I love it. Merry Christmas to you.
All right, David. All right. I love you. I'll see you soon.
All right. Thanks, Ronnie. Top stories are next on 720 WGN.